Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donterra, D-O-N-T-E-R-R-A, Cook, C-O-O-K. Donterra Cook is a 40-year-old woman who alleges she was injured at work on both 5-4-21 and 7-8-21. But in the first event, she stepped in a pothole and injured her right knee. Period. She was then placed on light duty doing cleaning. Period, however, on 7-8-21, she injured her back while pulling a cooler that was holding water at a party. Period. She did go to the emergency room after a non-work-related motor vehicle collision in August of 2022. Period. As a result of these events, she alleges to have injured her right knee and lower back. Period. Her understanding is that she was diagnosed with a bone contusion of the knee and a bulging disc in the back. Period. She did not undergo any surgery. Period. She continued to receive treatment for her back in terms of chiropractic as well as orthopedic evaluations. Period. New paragraph, insert the summary here. Physical exam. General appearance, there was a long scar on the left medial forearm. Right extremities lower. She had crepey skin with poor turgor. Period. The rest of that is normal. Modified provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative. Period. These had to be performed in light of her body habitus. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, but declined attempting to squat and rise. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 5-4-21, Donterra Cook injured her right knee when she stepped in a pothole at work. Period. She was seen shortly thereafter by Concentra. Period. Right knee exam revealed a magnification of symptoms. Period. She was noted to have her knee fully extended, but unable to actively extend the knee. She was unable to complete it until this was pointed out. Period. There was global tenderness without swelling. Period. She was diagnosed with a knee strain and prescribed diclofenac gel. Period. She was also placed on modified activities. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks through February 25, 2021. Period. At that time, the physician assistant elicited a history of a tibial fracture over 10 years ago in the same leg due to a motor vehicle accident. Period. She also had a history of asthma, type 2 diabetes, and right arm surgery from a motor vehicle accident in 2009. Period. An MRI of the right knee was done on 6-4-21. Period. It showed severe subchondral marrow edema along the posterior knot and weight-bearing surface of the lateral femoral condyle correlated with a recent trauma. Period. She also underwent x-rays of the knee that showed a few minimal degenerative changes. Period. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer beginning 6-24-21. Period. He treated her conservatively. Noting the MRI showed a bone bruise over the posterior lateral femoral condyle in the non-weight-bearing region. Period. He warned her to use a brace and placed her on modified duty for 2 weeks with full duty effective 6-8-21. Period. She comes to follow up with him in 4 weeks with anticipated discharge from care. parody paragraph 17921. She alleges to have injured her back while pulling on a cooler while at an event. Period. She then received chiropractic care from 8/16/21 through 12/2/21. Period. She does have a history of gastric bypass surgery in October 2015. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found her still to be obese. Period. She had crepey skin. Period. There was full range of motion of the knees with provocative maneuvers negative. Period. There was full range of motion of the lumbar spine with provocative maneuvers negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability at the right knee. Period. There was 0% permanent partial total disability at the back. Period. She has been able to remain in the workforce, working at a bank. Period. And highlight this. I would like to see the last chiropractic note from, make that first and last chiropractic notes on 8/16/21 and 12/2/21. Period. And that is the end.